Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating, and joining me today is Terry Cullen, the sprint football head coach here at Cornell. Thanks for joining me, Terry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So first I want to ask you a little bit about sprint football in general. What are some of the differences between sprint football and normal football, regular football?
That's a good question. A lot of people want to know if we have a different size ball and a smaller field. Basically, it's NCAA football. The single difference is everybody has to make weight every week. Mm-hmm. So every player in the league has to weigh 172 pounds or less every Monday and every Wednesday for 11 straight weeks.
Wow. So that's the only change between...
It's the only difference.
Okay.
Now, the league itself has kept the rules that were in place back in 1937 when it was started. There's no off-campus recruiting allowed. There's no press box, telephones, field phones type of thing. Mm-hmm. The idea of the league is to have the players decide it, and the players should be on a level playing field. We have very restricted rosters. We're only allowed 65 players a team. Mm-hmm. So we're only allowed 7 coaches, and everything is supposed to be fair for everybody.
Great. So can you talk a little bit about what it means to be coaching sprint football? I know your father was very involved in sprint football. The league trophy bears his name. What does it mean to you as, you know, carrying on the sprint football legacy within your family?
It's been very rewarding. I joined my dad. Of course, it was a family affair. Mm-hmm. All my brothers and sisters, everybody was involved. There was 150 football, which was 150-pound football, which is what it started in the 30s. He took over in 1958 and was the head coach and rescued a program that was in trouble. Mm-hmm. Through Mr. Kane, who was the athletic director here at the time. He liked the sport, felt that it needed some continuity. Mm-hmm. My dad was with the varsity, and he took over this sport and gave it an identity, which has remained today. I helped him when I was in graduate school in '64, and I helped him all the way through. He came off the sideline in the '70s, but he hung around.
Yeah,
and it's been great for me. Great.
And then you took over ever since through till now.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I took over the bench probably 30 years ago. He was a very intelligent man, and he wanted youth on the bench. So he ran the program, mm-hmm. and that's basically what I'm doing. I'm transitioning now into getting away from the direct coaching to help out a little, but mm-hmm. I'm closing in on 70, and I think you get to the point where maybe younger men are better.
Yeah, that's good. That's great to hear. So I've heard some very interesting and fun stories about you guys have a great alumni weekend and game and celebration and festivities and all. Can you tell us some interesting stories about what goes on over the weekend and how many great, you know, fun, interesting stories and guys you get coming back?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. We instituted it back in the 70s. Now, we're a totally self-funded sport, of which Cornell has 4 or 5. And so we have to raise all the out-of-pocket funds for the program. The headline is our alumni weekend, and we actually invite back alums. This year, I think we served with families almost 300 at the dinner, so which is normal for us. 60 or 70 of them suited up, and they go from age 60 down to 22.
Wow.
Now, what we do is we charge $2 a pound, so they all have to weigh in. And, of course, it's a big joke, mm-hmm. but we raise a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Now, when they come back, it's all across the board. One of the favorite stories I have is... 3 years ago, one of our doctors came back, and I haven't seen him since the 60s. And he walks in, and I go, Bobby, what are you doing? He said, I'm chief of medicine. And I said, this is great. What are you doing back? He said, one more time. I just got to prove to myself. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 60. You got to be crazy. I said, where's your family? Your wife? She said, she doesn't know I'm here. He said, she thinks I'm at a medical conference in San Francisco. She wouldn't let me play in a football game, but...
And he suited up?
He suited up and he played. In the game, we had one of our alums go down, and I went out, and he said, you know, I'm hurting a little bit. So I said, do we have a doctor look at him? 4 of them came out of the huddle, took their helmets off, and the referee said to me, would you tell me what's going on? I said, well, there's only 4 in the huddle. We've got half a dozen on the bench, but I think there's 12 doctors back for the weekend, so it's unusual.
So in the game, you pit the current team against the alums,
yes.
and you get of all the alums that come back, how many of them suit up?
Probably 60 or 70% of them do.
Wow.
Some of them get a little smarter and get away from it. But it's a rock'em sock'em game. It's not two-hand touch. We have officials and we go at it. And it's a lot of fun.
Wow.
And we've been very fortunate. We've had very, very few injuries.
Well, that's great to hear. It's great to see that fire in guys even, you know, well past their college playing days. So I want to talk a little bit about this year's team. You guys have an undefeated record right now, and you have three more games left this season, all of them at home on Friday nights at 7, and they're all league games. So you're really chasing down a league title these last 3 weeks. What about that is really, really exciting to you as a coach?
Well, I think it's exciting that we got to 4-0 coming through, because most of the games were on the road. It's kind of an unbalanced schedule.
Right.
And we went down last week and played an undefeated Army team who was very good. And we beat Army at Army, you know, once every decade. And it was a rock'em sock'em. We won 20-10, and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. Then we turn around and Penn beats Navy. And Penn hadn't beaten Navy. I can't remember the last time it happened. So we play Penn on Friday night, and we're both undefeated. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time in the history of the league that two civilian teams have been 4-0 this late in the year.
Wow.
The league is traditionally dominated by the military academies.
Okay.
Their student body fits the sport a little bit better than ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all physically fit. They
definitely.
All have to be on a team. And so they're a little bit tougher. So this it's big for us.
So this Penn game this coming weekend, what is it about Penn that is, you know, what about their team that are you worried about, excited about?
Penn's really good. Mm-hmm. Penn's got everybody back from last year. We beat them in overtime. Mm-hmm. So we lost some really good football players from last year's team, but we've kind of replaced them. So, and they got to come here. And Penn and Cornell, that goes way back. Penn and Cornell has been our traditional rival in this league for the 50 years I've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to it.
Well, that's really great to hear. And I want to encourage everyone to come out these next 3 weeks to watch and cheer on Sprint football as they go chase down a CSFL title starting this week against undefeated Penn Friday night at 7 o'clock. Thanks, Terry, again for joining me. I really appreciate it. And thank you for watching Sideline. Let's go Reds.